Welcome to the Honesty Talks podcast. I am so glad you are joining the conversation today. I hope that you will dig deep with us, think honestly, and allow God to challenge us. As we explore, it is my hope that we grow and see more together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Honesty Podcast. And right now we are actually going to be doing a series of everyday devotionals for counting the Omer in this season between Easter, Passover, Easter, Shavuot, and Pentecost. So there's this period of time that in the Jewish tradition they count what is called the Omer. And today, to help, actually for the next couple weeks, I have Jessica with me here, Jessica Larrabee, to help us walk through this every day for the next 3 weeks. So I'm going to hand it over to Jessica to say hi and actually explain what is an Omer.
Hi, yes. I would like to state that the Omer is 7 weeks, but we are starting in already at week 5, so we'll be doing the last 3 weeks of it. And the reason that we're okay with already starting halfway through is because an Omer is the amount that will fill you spiritually. So it is the perfect amount that will give you how much you need, and it will last for how long you need it. So no matter where you start, enter into it, you will still get what you need out of counting the Omer and sitting in what it means and reflecting with God on what the Omer will bring to you.
Awesome. And the historical reference to the Omer is, first it's used in Exodus to refer to the amount of manna taken every day. So that's kind of the spiritual filling that you're talking about.
Yes.
And historically, it was used to count down the days from Passover to when the people gathered around Mount Sinai in the Old Testament. And this throughout time, also when the temple was operational, built, they used this period of time from Passover until Shavuot, which is first fruits, to count grain offerings and what they would offer to God, their first fruits.
Yes, and the first use is in Exodus 16, and that is something we like to do a lot, is look at where's the first use in the Bible. So that is where we get the definition from, is related to counting the manna. And it also relates to, if you count the Omer, but then try to hoard it and control it for yourself, it becomes rotten and stinks, which is what happens if they tried to keep the manna for too long. So it is the balance of holding what God has given you, but not trying to control it.
Awesome. And there is a lot of historical references, too, of like counting the Omer is, in history, it was an agricultural society. And so offering first fruits of their harvest was a big deal because it was everything that they did. It was how they lived. They grew all of their own food, and they offered the first fruits of that to God. And the Omer, in where it first shows up in scripture, the word Omer, using to count, is in Exodus, but it's in the spiritual sense of counting the amount of manna God provided for the people. And so that's how that is like hooking together, that there's this, it is really the spiritual context in what we are counting in ourselves and leading up to being at the mountain of God with the people of God. And also, what are we offering during this time frame in first fruits? And then following the Mount Sinai in first fruits time is Pentecost. Mm-hmm. It's like a couple days after that and the coming of the Holy Spirit. And that all these things, like the timelines that don't happen all at once, they happen through time, are not happening on accident.
Correct. Yes. And when we look at Exodus 16, it says it is enough to fill your head and your soul. So it's really emphasizing on God's provision being enough for you physically, but also being enough for you spiritually, mentally, and just really how you inhabit the space with time and trusting that God's provision will continue to come.
And also with the historical context of offering grain, it's also the work of your hands is what's needed to be surrendered to God too.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just about taking, there's a relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that the historical and, well, they're both historical because manna happened way before offering of grain, but like throughout time, that there's a both.
And I think it teaches us how to hold the passing of time better. Like, we are just leaving Passover, which is about what are you leaving during this season? And then it teaches us how to be mindful with our time as we move forward and as we're leaving out of this space, and just the intentionality of being present with God so we don't go back into the narrow place that we just left.
Mm. And for those of you who are listening and might not know what Passover is about, to give you a little background, Passover is 7-8 days long, and it is a whole week. And we celebrate during this time the exodus of the people from Egypt. And Egypt in the Hebrew is Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim means narrow place. So there is a large spiritual truth to every year at Passover. We are looking at what are the narrow places that we have become slaves to. We work worshiping, serving other things other than God that we need to leave in life. And those can be spiritual realities, and they can also be physical realities. They can be jobs, relationships, things we believe about ourselves that we need to leave. So in this season where we've identified things to leave, counting the Omer is then a way to be more intentional and present with yourself and to not fall back into those patterns, mm-hmm. and really to make space for growth and what Omer. There is a structure and how we meditate on this and count it every day. And it involves prayers and a structure. So I'm going to let Jessica explain the structure of counting the Omer.
Yes, there are 7 different themes, and each week has its own theme, and each day has its own theme. And so you sit in what the weekly meaning is overall, as well as you sit in what the daily meaning is and how that plays a part into the weekly meaning.
So how it intersects. Awesome. And there's, when we're doing this, there's room for however, whatever God is speaking to you as you are counting, mm-hmm. and those weekly themes and daily themes, how they intersect. There'll be things that God points out to you that really stick with you. And really, it's a practice of hearing.
Mm-hmm. Hearing where God is leading you and what you need, because what Trin might need is different from what I need and what I'm going to get out of the counting.
So we want this to be a richness of space that's provided as we count the Omer, that there's room for individually we're going to encounter that differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just hope that you get a lot of richness out of these devotionals. We're going to share how we both interact with it, which is very different, and that there's room for how God may be moving in you in the counting of the Omer, mm-hmm. as well. Good evening. It is the 42nd day of the Omer, May 8th, and we are in the week of Yesod. It is foundation, power, procreativity, bonding, covenant, reciprocal relationship with the biblical characters Joseph and Tamar, and the color is orange.
We are in the last day of the Yesod, which is Malchut. And it is sovereignty, dignity, mastery, completion, reflection, and divine presence. The people are David, Rachel, and Esther, and the color is blue. Orange and blue.
Those are not colors I'd put together.
Nope.
But they work.
Yeah. It, like, the blue makes you focus on the orange, I feel like. Because it's like a muted background to it.
Mm. It's a calming. Mm. I feel like blue is a calming color.
Mm-hmm.
Or a depth color. Like, I think of deep.
Mm.
Like the ocean.
I like that. I like that the Malchut brings depth to the Yesod.
Because it does, if you think about it, it's the sovereignty of the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The sovereignty of the power, sovereignty of procreativity, sovereignty of bonding, sovereignty of covenant, sovereignty of reciprocal relationship, dignity of the foundation, dignity of the power. Like, it does bring depth, like the mastery.
And that's if you think, if you sat in foundation all week and asked yourself every day with intentionality of what is, like, my foundation, and sat in each of these meetings, by the time you get to this one, your reflection upon your foundation is complete.
Yeah, because you're asking, where's the divine presence in my foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the divine presence in my procreativity? Where is the divine presence in my bonding? Where is the divine presence in my covenant? Mm. Where is the divine presence in my reciprocal relationships?
Mm. I like that one. That in order to have reciprocal relationships, the divine present must be there.
Well, I think of some of the best relationships I have. And they're all not just with the person,
mm-hmm.
but there's a divine, that God is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a divine, the divine presence involved in those relationships, with which makes it so much deeper and makes the bonding even deeper.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little creepy.
I was going to say, and I feel like too, for me, of seeing that divine presence there in people is sometimes what keeps me holding on. Like, if they're, like, bugging me to all extent and I'm super burnt out, I'm an introvert, so, like, if I'm just, like, done with people, that divine presence of, like, seeing their potential of what they can be is, like, what keeps me holding on.
Mm. I think I've definitely had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on a little too long.
Yeah.
But I just think of the depth of relationships that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I have two specific deep relationships. And mm-hmm. the divine presence in those and the bonding that happens is so much tighter
mm-hmm.
than, I mean, everybody has different types of relationships. But I think like soul-to-soul relationships is what happens when the divine presence is present and the bonding really, like, you guys have this reciprocal, like the reciprocal relationship is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a give and take. There's a give and take between each other, but there's also give and take between God and each other. Mm-hmm. And it creates such a tight bond. And sometimes, like, I've gotten flack for that,
mm-hmm.
of having like this soul to soul relationship. And people are like, wow, you guys are really, really close. It's like, yeah, but God's here. That's what makes it so awesome.
Yeah. And that's even, I mean, I'm single, and that's, as I'm, like, out in the world looking for my significant other, that is a part of what I'm looking for, is what is their relationship like with God already? Mm. Because I need that. I need their foundation of their relationship with God to already be strong.
Yeah, otherwise, how do you have this divine presence and reciprocal relationship and bonding?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're not in depth with God, like, how does that translate in the relationship? And the fact that I don't even think it's just saved for marriage relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can have soul to soul relationships and friendships.
Yeah, I'm looking at like reflection and foundation, that for the reciprocal relationships, your foundations reflect each other.
Mm. So they're made of similar, like, mm-hmm. maybe there's divine presence in both of your foundations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the relationship deeper, stronger.
Sovereign.
Yeah. Sovereign. And that's maybe like, because I've had a close friendship that people react to weirdly. And it's with a friend, but it's very soul to soul. And it's just God is in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
God's done wonderful things with that relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, sometimes people don't know what to do with that because I just don't think they're that common. Or maybe we're not open enough to them for some reason.
Yeah. And that's, I'm looking at dignity. Like, can, like, the amount of dignity that it takes to hold those reciprocal relationships sometimes, of just being like, oh, well, I know this is going to be weird, but we're going to do it anyways.
What do you mean weird?
Like you said, how people just sometimes, like, react or don't know how to react. And it's just like, to not hold that and continue to do your reciprocal relationship anyways.
Yeah, with the divine presence.
Mm-hmm.
And with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's beauty that pours into the world and into each other. I don't know. I just think we've really, like, I would say when brokenness happened in the garden, it was really, like, not just between us and God, but us and each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of that we were able to have those more soul-to-soul relationships more easily before all of that. And, I mean, you think of the story of Joseph, too. Like, Joseph saves his brothers and his family from famine because he's second in charge of Egypt. And what results in that, in the reconciliation, that finally takes place, which still takes a little bit of time after they move to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is they become one nephesh. They become one soul.
And that's even, I'm looking at David, and David is a part of the divine presence, and it is recorded that he had that friend that they were super close.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yep. And people didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, because they would like, well, Jonathan risked his life on several occasions because his father was trying to kill David.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this really tight soul relationship. And I feel like I've definitely been in David's shoes with a relationship like that.
Yeah. And so I think that's a really good example of the divine presence in that reciprocal relationship.
Yeah. That you lay down, like, you're literally, you sacrifice for one another.
Mm-hmm.
You have each other's backs. Like, but it's not just, I'm doing this just for you. There's like, God is a component of all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And is working in the relationship, and it's something different.
And that's, I think it reaches a point that it becomes a part of your foundation. Like, when I like think about like, oh, some of my relationships are just for a time being, then I also have those few people that it's like, no, I don't think I could ever lose them. Like, they are a part of my foundation, put in there and built into that and bonded by the divine presence to that foundation.
Yeah, like God put it.
Mm-hmm.
God put them in your foundation.
Yeah.
And not all relationships do that. Because, like, we also talked about, like, being willing to let go of some relationships that are not meant for, like, longevity necessarily, that may be seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now we're talking about relationships that God builds into your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we're left with, like, at the end of our week of intentionality of Yesod, is, like, looking at what is the divine presence left.
Mm. And is the divine presence even built into our foundation?
Ooh.
Like, is the covenant, mm-hmm, with the divine presence?
Mm-hmm. Are you having a reciprocal relationship with the divine presence?
And is that built into your foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's the only rate of reach completion of your foundation.
Right. And the divine presence and power. Like, what is that in relationship to these things too? Like, what power does the divine presence have in your life?
Yeah. I really like this day because I feel like it makes you just reflect back upon everything.
Mm.
Like, where is the divine presence in it all?
Yeah, and where might, what completion might God be working toward, even if you don't get to see it?
Mm-hmm.
And what mastery God brings to the table in creating a foundation in our lives? Like, God's the master. We are not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at mastery of procreativity. Like, that is God. God is the master at creating life.
Mm.
And, like, God is the one that day seven says it is complete and then creates Shabbat to invite us into a reciprocal relationship with him.
Well, and if you really think about it, the first thing humans experience is reciprocal relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And space to do that. They don't experience, that's like the very first thing they experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I always say the week begins on Sunday.
And that's God finishes, God completes his creation, and then the divine presence is in that reciprocal relationship.
Mm, I like that. Or I'm not saying Sunday. The God, like, the week starts on the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the Sabbath is technically Friday night to Saturday night. My weeks are all mixed up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That we should be living out of that.
And that's, I mean, there's the Shabbat that's Friday night to Saturday, but then there's even just, like, the intentionality of setting aside time to be with God and his divine presence and have that reciprocal relationship, and that is your foundation, is that the Shabbat is the foundation. So you are constantly pouring out of resting with God.
Mm. You're pouring out of relationship and communion.
Mm-hmm. And that's mastery.
when your foundation is built on a reciprocal relationship with the divine presence is when you've reached mastery.
Ooh. Jessica's on fire tonight. I think we'll just leave that there because that was like a mic drop. Did you feel that in your heart, people? Because you should have.
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, I had like a God moment where I was like, God was saying it. And then like, I had to like think about, wait, what did I just say? Because I don't even, like, it took me a minute. I was like, oh, okay, that's what came out of my mouth.
So we're just going to leave it there.
That the reciprocal relationship requires your foundation to have the divine presence to reach mastery.
Yes. Blessings, and we will see you, or, well, not see you. You will hear us tomorrow. I hope today's conversation has been deep and transformative. Please consider becoming a Patreon supporter to help us continue and expand the Honesty Talks podcast. When you are a Patreon supporter, you will get to be a part of our online community. You can also get other great things like early access to episodes, participating in polls, and making suggestions on future podcast topics, and so much more. For more information and to donate, go to patreon.com/honesty_talks. Thank you for listening, and join us next time.